Today we want to take a moment to encourage you and to prophesy to every person that's watching this morning. You have got to become what God has designed you to be. There's something special on the inside of you, and it's time to give birth. Pregnant possibility. Say it, y'all.
Pregnant possibility.
Now birthing.
Anew.
Sometimes it hurts a little bit.
Travail.
To obtain it. For it must come to pass. So we use authority. I decree it. Say it. Declare it. And we call it. From the spirit to the earth. Look at the camera and prophesy. Tell them your future. Tell them.
Your
promises, say it.
Shall be fulfilled.
My brother, my sister, yes, you.
Shall obtain it.
That thing God placed on the inside of you, for it must come to pass. So we use authority. I decree it, declare it, and we call it forth in the spirit. Say it again. I decree it. Good God Almighty, I declare it.
You are
what God designed. It's something.
something special in you. Don't throw in the towel. No matter what you see, no matter what you feel.
Stand by me. I am radio host, Robin Goodson, with the morning show. It's 9:15 a.m. I pray that you are having a wonderful morning so far. I thank God for what he is doing at this time and know that he is always there. All you have to do is believe in him. All right, let's get back to my gospel music. Here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, you are listening to radio host Robin Goodson.
Yeah. Death, hell, and the grave. not Muhammad, it's not Buddha, but it's through him all men can be saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Church, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 The sound of Donnie Harper of the New Jersey Mass Choir. It's 8:30 a.m. on a beautiful day. I am radio host Robin Goodson with the morning show. I pray that you are having a wonderful morning so far. We will be back with more gospel music right after this. Catch the wave.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Look at somebody and tell him he's worthy tonight.
When I pray of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my soul cries out, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for saving me. Listen, it's hard
you what?
The battle is fought, and the victory is won. You got your Lord in a place where there's misery all around. There is hate and jealousy, but peace I found. Oh,
when I think of His goodness
and what
He's done for me,
oh, my soul
cries out.
I thank you, Jesus,
for saving me.
You see, you got to. Oh, when I think
of His goodness,
has it been good to you?
What He's done for me.
Oh, my soul
cries out.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
You got joy in a place where there's misery. Oh, yeah. Oh,
when I think of His goodness,
my feet begin to move.
Everybody's doing the same thing that you're doing, but
when the enemy comes in like a flood, don't know which way you're gonna turn. Bills are due, baby, need a parachute. Telephone disconnect, waiting for your next paycheck.
Can you say it's good then? You know, I found myself doing this thing right here. Oh!
My name is Teddy Cross. choice from Jackson, Mississippi. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little town called Franklin, Virginia. My father's name was Willie Paul Cross. And he died April 2nd, 1972, which was the same day that I met Willie Neal Johnson and the Gospel Keynotes. Willie talked about his father having two mules and a wagon. Well, my father didn't have two mules. He only had one mule, and he had a plow. And I didn't know that 8 years later that I would be traveling with the Gospel Keynotes. And we would like to just take this opportunity to tell Willie Neal Johnson and the Gospel Keynotes, thank you for taking us all over the world singing God's gospel. And just for the sake of you that are curious about the relationship, I want you to know there's nothing between us and the Gospel Keynotes but Jesus. And that's where we meet. And we would like to take this opportunity to pay tribute to the Gospel Keynotes and say, thank you for allowing God to use you to give us this push. And we would like to take this song as a tribute and say, till we meet again, may God be with you. Because one of these days, if we don't get a chance to sing together down here on earth, when we all get to heaven, we all will be singing in the heavenly choir. We'll be singing, glory, hallelujah, worthy is the Lamb. And until that time, we'll be singing, till we meet. I remember my father was a farmer, and he also was a preacher. And I remember so well my father when I was just a small boy. We would be on our way to church on Sunday morning, and we'd be in church all day long. And whenever the little children got tired, they'd lay them down on the back seat, and they'd have a shouting good time. And at the end of the service, they would all get together, and they would shake hands, and they would be hugging because they know they wouldn't see each other for maybe a week. And they said, may God be with you. And sometimes they'd be crying because they had a great time. They know some of them had to go back to those fields the next day. and they wouldn't see each other for maybe a week. But they could take the remembrance of this service, and the power would fall down in that building, and it would take them all the way through that week. And they said that same thing again. Then they call everybody around their altar, and they lay hands, and folk would be healed, and they'd be crying, and some of them would speak in tongues over in the corner, thanking God for all the blessings. And then I could hear my father in my mind right now. He said, everybody raise your hand, and he would give the benediction. In the
I didn't know nothing. together, let's have some church, y'all. Come on, clap your hands like you go to somebody's church. Come on. The song says, here we go.
There is power. So much power. Power in the name. In the name of Jesus. Power.
Come on, clap your hands.
So much power. There's power in the name.
Can I take a verse right here? Listen.
A man came to Jesus. He said, Lord, I want to be healed. Body's all filled with souls. He said, Lord, I want to live. Jesus reached out and touched him, and all of his souls went away. Just like he healed that man that day, he'll take your sickness away. Cause there's power.
Come on, church.
So much power.
Maybe my last time, I don't know. Maybe tomorrow. red, Lord. Now and maybe new.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe in the midnight.
The sound of the Staple Singers. And before that, was the sound of Pastor Tim Rogers. It's 9 a.m. on a beautiful day. I am radio host, Robin Goodson, with the morning show. Join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
I'm not gonna worry about it. I put it in your hands, and I say to you, I'm not gonna. Come on. cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say, I know the Lord will make a way for me. He's a way maker, miracle worker.
I made up my mind. I'm gonna wait on Jesus. I'm gonna be like Job. I'm gonna wait till my chains come. Is there anybody here? You know you're gonna wait. Lift up your hands. Wherever you may be. And tell the devil. And tell the devil. You're gonna hold on.
God, give me the faith to see where you're taking me.
Come on, come on.
Thank you. what it means to say, yeah. Can I tell you what it means to say, yeah? Let me hear. When you say, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You surrender.
Of the late great Bishop Ranch Allen, say yes Lord. It's 9:30 a.m. on a beautiful day. I am radio host Robin Goodson with the morning show. I will be right back right after the station ID.
You're tuned into the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up, wait just a minute.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Gets away.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. And as He has allowed us to come and see this brand new day, He is the same God today that He was on yesterday, the same God that He will be forevermore, the holy and righteous God. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's everything that we need Him to be. And as we go on this journey, it's a personal journey. Yes, He is everything that I need Him to be. He has never, ever left me or forsaken me. He is always there, and I tell God thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come one more time. Clear indicator that He haven't called me home, and if you are listening, He haven't called you home, and I tell God thank you for all things. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Ghost power. We thank you for being the God that loved us so much that you sent your only begotten son. And Father God, I tell you, thank you. I thank you for being the God that would never ever leave us or forsake us, God. I thank you for being the God that is our healer, that is our deliverer, that is the miracle worker, God. I thank you for being the God, God, that loves God in the name of Jesus. I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to bless this day, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to heal in the name of Jesus. I ask you to deliver in your son Jesus' name. I ask you to lead and guide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for all things great and small, dear God. Oh, Father God, I ask in your son Jesus' name that you touch those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God. I ask you to deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bless you, I praise you, and I glorify you just for being the Almighty God. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, continue to order our steps, God, that we will follow after you, God, that we will do what you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. Touch your men and women of God that is going forth, God. Strengthen them with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things. Bless, God, right now those that need financial blessings, God. Bless in your son Jesus' name. Those that are homeless, God, I ask you to provide. Those, God, that need a healing, God, I speak your healing power. You said by your stripes we are healed. And I claim it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. I tell God thank you for this brand new day that he has allowed me to see. And I thank God that he has allowed you to see a brand new day. I tell God thank you because were it not for him, we wouldn't be able to make it. And I tell God thank you for the word that was in the beginning. The word was with God and the word was God. The same was in the beginning, and that's his son, Jesus. I tell God, thank you for the Holy Spirit that was going to and fro in the beginning. I tell God, thank you for all things. We thank God for this opportunity to come, and I'm grateful that you have come to join us. We come on Tuesdays from 9:30 until 10 o'clock a.m. to teach, preach the word, and on the first and third Tuesdays of the month, Pastor Michael Austin have come on board to join us to do what God have called him to do. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays, yours truly is here, and on Thursdays. And as I always tell the disciples of Christian life, if you have a word that's from God, let me know, because in the beginning was the word. It says teaching about Jesus. We ask you to come and join us. And we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. We have Bible study on Tuesday nights, except for the third Tuesday nights. Come and join us if God order your steps to come, because we love God. We're not big in number, but we're big in Jesus Christ. And I tell you, God, thank you. But do join us on NFI Radio on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. And as we come back on today, we're going to finish up our teaching on what it means that the gift of God is eternal life. I tell God, thank you. for eternal life. And had it not been for his son Jesus going on the cross, dying for us, we would not have the right to eternal life. Our targeted verse is Romans 6, verse 23. It said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There is no other way. And I tell God, thank you for his sending his son, Jesus, to go on the cross for us. We've already established that the gift of God is his son. I tell God, thank you. He didn't give us money. He didn't give us stuff, but he gave us something that, and someone that was so important, that was divine, that was in heaven, but he came to earth. And I tell God, thank you. And even though we go through trials and suffering sometimes, we still have the right to eternal life. Because as Jesus walked the earth, he went through some tests. Seemed like everywhere that he went, Satan was coming at him. But he knew how to put Satan in his place. Satan knew that he was no match to God's son, Jesus. And as a child of God, we have benefits because we have union with God's son, Jesus. When we sell out and we accept him as our Lord and Savior, and we continue to live that holy and righteous life, we don't have to wait until we die to have eternal life. But as we are serving his son, Jesus, as we are serving God, and the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, we have the right to eternal life, and we walk in it. I tell God, thank you for all things. I know that his son, Jesus, is coming back to rapture his church, and I want to be ready, if I haven't already died in him, to go back to be with him. And as we serve the true and living God, it's a life that God lives. It's a life that his son Jesus lived, and it's a life that we now live through God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I tell God, thank you for his son being one that lived forever. Even though he went on the cross and died for us, he kept his promise. He did not lie. He rose on the third day. As we come back talking about the gift of God is eternal life, that gift was his son, Jesus. Listen to this. It said, the only grounds for receiving the gift of God is the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. I tell God, thank you for his son. And in order to receive that gift, Jesus is the one that made that road, made that channel possible to receive the gift of eternal life. And he did that by the shedding of his blood. And I tell God, thank you. Nobody else could do it. If we look at Peter 1, verses 18 and 19, the word of God say, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I tell God, thank you. It wasn't with gold. It won't with silver. It won't those corruptible things, those man-made things. And I know that God created, and man would take gold and purify it, they say. But see, that wasn't what gave us the right to eternal life. It won't even the traditions of our foreparents that gave us the right to eternal life. But it was the shedding of Jesus' blood. I tell God, thank you, that because of the sacrificial death of Christ on the cross gave us that opportunity to procure the redemption and have eternal life. But you got to be a true believer. You got to believe with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul. You can't believe today and tomorrow not believe. And as he went on the cross and he died for us, that gave us the opportunity to be released from the bondage of sin. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus coming. Eternal life, that gives us hope. Eternal life gives us joy to know that this is not the only place that we will have life, but we're going to have life from this. As soon as we give our lives to him, we still have life, eternal life, not just today, but forever and ever. And I tell God, thank you. As we love God, and we love his son Jesus, and we trust him, we got to trust him with our whole heart, babies. Can't do it partway. Because when he came, he didn't just go on the cross for just a little bit. He died on that cross for us. If we look at Revelation 1, verse 5, it said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Nobody else could do it. By Jesus coming and going on the cross, we were purified. When we accept him as our Lord and Savior, he did it. No other man could do it. There were great men in the Bible, but there was only one, and that was Jesus Christ, and that could wash us from our sins. And he had to shed his blood in order to wash us. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus coming, going on the cross for us, and we have the right to eternal life. And as we talk about that gift, we didn't have to pay nothing for eternal life. As we receive eternal life, it was a gift from God through his son, Jesus. I tell God, thank you, because if we had to pay for it with money, there might have been some that could pay for it. But then there would have been so many that couldn't. But God made it a free offering to us, that when we repent of our sins and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have that gift of eternal life. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. As he came, he did it because he loved. Because he loved us with his whole heart, mind, body, and soul. And when we say that we are servants of the true and living God, babies, do you know we got to love him with our whole hearts, with our minds? We can't serve two masters. If you're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. If you give all your time to Satan, that's who you love. I'm one that believes when it comes to going to the house of God, being in the presence of God, being there on time. There have been things that I have gone through, and because of God's son, Jesus, he came to my rescue right then and there on the spot. He is a God that is on time. He's never late. I thank God for his spiritual blessings that he sent us through his son, Jesus. If we look at Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14, it talks about the spiritual blessings arms through Christ. And I tell God, thank you, that as we have spiritual blessings, it ain't just one or two, but there are many blessings that come through his son, Jesus. I'm asking you to go and read Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14, so that you can get a full understanding of the spiritual blessings that you have. As you trust in God and you trust in the word of God, I tell God, thank you, you have the gift of life, and only God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost can give us that. I know we live in the physical, but I thank God for the gift of eternal life, because as I go through my trials and my tests, as I don't know what to do and you don't know what to do, we can go to the Father because he made promises. Verse 7 says, whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. I thank God for his forgiveness. I thank God for being redeemed unto him. I thank God for his grace. As we go on this journey serving God, we got to live for him 100%. We can't serve God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost on Sundays, Bible study night. That ain't how eternal life works. Eternal life is every day to the week. It's the days that we feel good, the days that we don't feel good. We have eternal life because we can call on the name of Jesus. I tell God, thank you for the gifts, the blessings that come through his son, Jesus. I thank God for all things. Listen to this. It's that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his son. Whoever has the Son has life. That's why I keep telling you, you can't serve two masters. If you serve Satan, that's where your life is coming from. If you're serving God and his son Jesus, that's where your life is coming from. He said, whosoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. With his son Jesus, we have eternal life. If we look at 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13, I tell God, thank you. The word of God says, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his son. He that has the son hath life, and he that have not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name. Yes, God, of his son Jesus. If you don't believe on his son Jesus, I'm just being honest with you. If you don't believe the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe in the name of the Son of God. I tell God, thank you for his Son. Because as we believe, you got to be a true believer. And as you have eternal life, it's through his Son Jesus, a free gift. I gave the analogy, when we have birthdays, anniversaries, and we get gifts. Might get something that you want, but you didn't have to pay for it. I tell you to be thankful for what somebody blessed you with. When God sent his son Jesus, and he went on the cross for us, he did it that we would have the right to eternal life. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. Eternal life is Christ's life in us. We have to have Christ in us. Did y'all know that? in order to have eternal life. And as we keep our faith in him and we grow in him, you can't get stagnant and stay in one spot, but you grow in him. And as you grow in him, you have a true relationship with his son. I tell God, thank you that I know that I know. As we look at John writing this, he declares his purpose in writing this epistle. I thank God for the men and women that penned the Bible, but it came from God himself. God was the author, and they were the penmen. As we serve God, and we love God, and do his will, he will be there for us, making sure that we still have the right to eternal life. That's a gift that he will not take back. I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said, the gift of God is abundant spiritual life, a life with meaning, purpose, and joy from the moment that we accept him as Lord and Savior, and it continues for eternity. You may ask yourself, how do I know, how can I get eternal life? If you want to know that you have eternal life, the Word of God tells us to confess your sins before our holy God. You got to confess, babies. There was only one that had no sin, and that was God's son, Jesus. He was without sin. And as we confess our sins and go to him and accept him as our Lord and Savior, Romans 10 and 13, I tell God, thank you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you call upon that name, you might try to call John or Peter or Ann or Sue, and they don't answer the phone. But one thing that I do know, when you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. And you meant it from the bottom of your heart. And you want that relationship with him, you will be saved. I thank God for the word of God. It said Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for our sins. And he rose again the third day. And I tell God, thank you. If we look at Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. It said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do you believe that with your whole heart? Verse 10 said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. If you believe that he rose, you can't deny that he rose. If you are a true believer, if you deny that he rose from the dead, you are an unbeliever. But if you believe in your whole heart and you confess it with your mouth that he rose, you are a believer. And I want to encourage you to stand on the word of God. Keep moving, asking the Holy Ghost to pour into you. Read the word of God. Apply the word of God to your life. And as you apply the word of God to your life, you are a doer of the word. As you are a doer of the word of God, you will get to see him and to be a son of God. I tell God, thank you. James 1, verse 22 said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You got to be a doer of this word. Can't just hear it, but you got to be a doer. And when you confess it with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you believe it in your heart, babies, you are saved. You've been redeemed back to the Father. And I want to encourage you to follow Jesus, because as you follow him, you have the right to eternal life. Without him being in your life as your Lord and Savior, you don't have the right to eternal life. And yes, Jesus loves us. His Father loves us. And the Holy Ghost is interceding on our behalf. But you got to believe with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul that God sent his only begotten Son. You got to become thirsty for his Son Jesus. You ever begin to read the Word of God, and the more you read and applied it to your life, the more you wanted him in your life? The gift of eternal life is free, and it comes from God, and is his Son Jesus. I want to encourage you to repent from all of your sins and invite Jesus into your life to serve him each and every day, because he already let us know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Just invite him in. He loves you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. If I suffer.
believe happening. Well, look now, it's really happening. Who thought was impossible?
Yeah.
You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah. Blessings keep packing. Warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak, it unfolds. Having you say help, he's backing up a bit. Whatever you say help, he's backing up.
We can't live without him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship.
Adore you.
Forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Glory.
Woke up this morning. First thing I do.
Reach my hand toward the sky.
I'm honoring you. I turn up. I got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
Once you act so sure you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do that.
Take care of my kids,
praise my God.
I'm
focused on him.
All I wanna do.
Somebody lift that praise in here and say,
it's up to you.
faith and my trust are wavering, wavering. Maybe it's all my pride. It's hard to surrender when I've been pretending to have it together. But I feel like my world is falling apart. Just need a minute, just a second to catch up. I know I'm not finished. I just can't seem to give up. Help me remember all of the plans that we made when we were both on the same page. On the same page.
Text your people, they should. All the problems and your needs, if you just lawyer, doctor, anything, if you just. You got some questions about some things, you just. You a king, be the king, you just. Got proper comfort for the queens, if they live in favor, see the dream. Get your phone, text your people, they should. Till you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move you. And we don't really care what you're doing, we just walk up in the room like. Text your people, they should ask right. All the problems and your needs, if you just ask right. Lawyer, doctor, anything, if you just ask right. You got some questions about some things, you just ask right. You a king, he the king, you just ask right. Got proper comfort for the queens, if they ask night. Live in favor, see the dream, ask right. Get your phone, text your people, they should ask right. So you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move you. And we don't really care what you're doing. We just walk up in the room like.
Is anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Feel you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Just wishes make you feel like less. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
God is good. It's true. Just like the statement, Lord, the sky's blue.
What if I told you hope was the key? Would you believe me? Well, you should. Because hope is not only the key, it's the major key. See what I did there? Nah, but for real. Contrary to popular belief, hope isn't pretending your current struggle ain't real. It's actually a brave champion mindset and posture to take in the midst of it all.
So you ask me, with all the divisiveness and bigotry and hatred and suffering and sickness and oppression and depression going on in the world, how could you possibly still believe? I'll say it like this: hope. Hope is not the denial of reality. Hope is the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. Beautiful people, hope ain't ever canceled. And I want you to know that he's got the whole world in his hands.
No need to worry. No need to fret. No need to be afraid. You know who's got.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the whole world, and it's all, yeah, it's all in his hands, all in his hands, every worry is all in his hands, every pain, every fear, it's all in his hands. That problem, that burden, it's in his hands. Yes, it is. Tell me, why should I fear when he's right here? Why would I fear when he's been here? Tell me, what would I fear when God's been here? Oh, why would I feel, yeah, when it's in his hands? Right here.
know sometimes in life it can get pretty tough. People treat you wrong. But if you can just learn in this season to be thankful, and just let it go. You don't need it no more. Say why.
Why are you so upset just because someone they owe you $6?
Why?
Is it that serious?
Nah.
Walking around with a frown, why should you be bound when you've got power?
Power?
To make devils delirious. Your gift is mysterious.
Yeah.
People are so curious. Haters, they get furious because they cannot bury us.
Said I woke up to the summer shining through.
Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade.
Today,
ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today,
so fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy down in my heart.
Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keeps them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low-key. And I know they rockin' with me with his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you're riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission to your plan, I go. And I can tell you ride with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson is a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, just showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, yeah, because of you. I can't lose. And all the hatin', they talkin', it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson is a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off, showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it off. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it out. Hold on, wait a second, let me grab my.
Yeah.
something they didn't know. With one son, she'd be made whole. My God. So she did something out of control. I believe this is what she would say if she was here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. One touch can change everything. Hey, one touch can change everything. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. This one touch can change everything. Hey, one touch can change everything. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything.
Nothing can keep her alive.
One time.
sometimes can change everything. Sometimes can change everything. The heal of you heal my body. The heal my heart. Sing my soul. No. Don't let nothing stand in your way, girl.
One touch can change everything.
It may seem impossible to get to see, but just know, standing right there.
Everything.
Yeah. One touch can change.
You're tuned in. Stellar Warden, Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one
on your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Yeah.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're gonna call. I'm gonna go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Yo. Hey, dog. What up?
Huh?
Hey, who this here?
Who this here?
Hey, wait. What up, dog?
Huh?
Hey, dog. Can I holler at you for a second, player?
Who it is?
Hey, check this out, dog. I ain't trying to be fun or bust your bubble or nothing, dog.
Who?
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. It's my girl over there, dog.
Who it is?
Hey, dog, it's my girl over there, man.
Huh?
Hey, dog, it's my girl over there, man. Hey, dog, I know. Tell her I love her, dog. I seen over your crib, dog. What happened, though? I ain't trying to call your house with no mess or nothing, dog.
I believe you got the wrong number,
no,
man.
No, dog. Who this is? This Melvin, dog.
Yeah.
I got the right number, dog. I found your number in her purse, dog. Hey, dog, check this out.
Wait a minute. Who is your girl?
Lestine, dog.
Who?
Lestine, dog. You know my girl name, dog.
Lestine.
Hey, dog, check this out. Tell my girl to come home, man.
I don't even know her, man.
Check, dog, I seen her in your car, dog.
In my car? I ain't even got no car.
Well, whoever car y'all was in, dog, this is all I need to know, Mel. My good, dog.
No, home, dog, you got check, the wrong
dog,
one.
No, dog, you the dude, dog.
No, you got the wrong one.
You ever seen a dude in a green Cadillac ride up and down your street?
Green Cadillac?
See, I see you, dog. You don't be seeing me, dog. My girl just straight up be disrespecting me, dog. I ain't trying to have it, dog. Tell her to come home, dog.
No, man, I'm at my mama's house. I don't even know what's happening.
Check this out. I live with my mama now, too, dog.
I don't know what's happening, though. Who it is?
Dog,
you still ain't told me who you was.
Hey, dog. Hey, check this out, dog. And you can tell me this. My girl got a tattoo on.
No.
Dog, you know my girl, dog.
I don't know no Celestine.
Dog, Celestine, put on the phone, dog.
I ain't nobody here but me, man.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to be funny.
I'm trying to pick me some breakfast.
Dog, I ain't trying to be funny, call your mama in the house, but it's going to be me and you when I see you, dog. All
right.
Let me speak to your mama now.
She ain't him.
Dog, it's going to be me and you, dog. I'm going to put my foot so far up your tail. Your breath going to smell like shoe polish, dog. I'm
going to
get you, dog.
That's all right. That's all right.
Uncle Melvin.
Huh?
This is Rick.
I know.
This is Rick, Buck, and Ray Ray.
Huh?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
We got you on the radio.
I don't know what's happening.
You thought, hey, old player, you.
Huh?
You know which one of your women you were talking about? Here?
I ain't got no Celestine. I know them, but I ain't got no Celestine, though.
You go to church with them.
I mean, I got a few of them, but I ain't got no Celestine.
Well, that's fine.
Huh?
Kelly on a beat, boy.
Jesus, your love surrounds me, and it makes me feel so good. My heart, my mind, and body belongs to you, yeah. Jesus, I just love how you love me, and you're blessing me right through, and I put no keep on loving me, ooh yeah yeah. I lift my hands in worship, because I love you, because I love you, because I love you, Jesus, your love surrounds me. When I call, you're always there. You satisfy all of my needs. I say thank you.
I'm about 5 steps away from giving you the money.
before.
I guess this deja vu, like Beyonce and Jay-Z. My praise ain't lazy, cause when things are hazy,